The Power by Rhonda Byrne. Points of power. Love is not weak, feeble, or soft. Love is the positive force of life. Love is the cause of everything positive and good. Everything you want to be, do, or have comes from love. The positive force of love can create anything good, increase the good things, and change anything negative in your life. Every day, in every moment, you make the choice whether to love and harness the positive force or not. The law of attraction is the law of love, and it is the law that is operating in your life. Whatever you give out in life is what you receive back in life. Give positivity, you receive back positivity. Give negativity, you receive back negativity. Life doesn't happen to you. You receive everything in your life based on what you've given. Whether your thoughts and feelings are good or bad, they return as automatically and precisely as an echo. People who have great lives think and talk about what they love more than what they don't love. Talk about the good news of the day. Talk about what you love and bring what you love to you. You have an unlimited ability to think and talk about what you love, and so you have an unlimited ability to bring everything good in life to you. Love, because when you love, you are using the greatest power in the universe. Points of power. How you feel in any one moment is more important than anything else, because how you feel right now is creating your life. Your feelings are the power of your thoughts and words. It's what you feel that matters. All good feelings come from love. All negative feelings come from a lack of love. Every good feeling unites you with the force of love, because love is the source of all good feelings. Amplify your good feelings by thinking about all the things you love. Count the things you love nonstop, one after the other. Keep listing everything you love until you feel amazing. How you feel about each subject in your life is an exact reflection of what you have been giving out on each subject. Life isn't happening to you. Life is responding to you. Every subject of your life is your call, and you make the call on everything in life by what you give. There are infinite levels of good feelings you can feel, which means there is no end to the heights of life you can receive. All the things you love want you. Dollars want you. Health wants you. Happiness wants you. Don't struggle to change the circumstances of your life. Give love through your good feelings, and what you want will appear. You have to give good feelings first. You have to be happy first, and give happiness to receive happy things. Whatever you want to receive in life, you must give first. Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one getting burned. Points of power. Everything in the universe is magnetic, and everything has a magnetic frequency, including your thoughts and feelings. Whatever you feel, whether good or bad, determines your frequency, and you attract the people, events, and circumstances that are on the same frequency. Change your frequency at any time by changing how you feel, and everything around you will change because you're on a new frequency. If something negative has happened in your life, you can change it. It is never too late, because you can always change the way you feel. Many people put their feelings on automatic pilot. Their feelings are reactions to what happens to them. However, they don't realize that it's their feelings that are the cause of what happens to them. To change anything, whether it's the circumstances of money, health, relationships, or any subject whatsoever, you have to change the way you feel. Blame, criticism, finding fault, and complaining are all forms of negativity, and all of them bring nothing but strife. Throw out of your old vocabulary words like terrible, horrible, disgusting, and awful. Use more words like fantastic, amazing, fabulous, brilliant, and wonderful. Even if you just give 51% good thoughts and good feelings, you have tipped the scale of your life. Every day is an opportunity for new life. Every day you stand at the tipping point of your life. And on any one day, you can change the future through the way you feel. Points of power. To harness the force of love in your life, to bring something you want or change something you don't want, the creation process is always the same. Imagine it. Feel it. Receive it. Your imagination connects you to what you want. Your desire and feelings of love create the magnetism, the magnetic power, drawing your desire to you. Imagine yourself being with your desire. At the same time, feel love for what you're imagining. Desire what you want with all of your heart, because desire is a feeling of love, and you must give love to receive what you love. When you imagine anything positive that you want and love, you are harnessing the force of love. Push your imagination to the limits and imagine the best and highest that you possibly can of whatever it is that you want. Whatever desire you can imagine already exists. It doesn't matter what it is. If you can imagine it, it already exists in creation. In conversations and in your thoughts, say, "Imagine if," and then complete the sentence with what you want. Use props. Surround yourself with items of clothing, pictures, photographs, and relevant objects so you can imagine and feel the feelings of having what you want. Your senses are props too. Use all of your senses to help you feel that you have what you want. Feel it. Taste it. Smell it. See it. And hear it. When you have completed your part in the creation process, you have moved into a new world that contains the very thing you want, even if you can't see it yet. No, you will receive it. Whenever your feeling is in conflict with your wish, feeling will be the victor. Instead, there are no limits, and everything is possible if you really want it, if you really desire it. There is no lack anywhere in the universe. When people see a lack of anything, it's simply a lack of love. There isn't a lack of health, money, resources, or happiness. The supply is equal to the demand. Give love, and you will receive. You may believe the real world is everything you can see, and that everything you can't see isn't real. And yet, the color you see when you look at something is in fact not its real color. Each thing absorbs all the colors that it really is, and reflects the color it is not. And that's the color you see. So the sky is actually every color but blue. A wise man, recognizing that the world is but an illusion, does not act as if it is real. So, therefore, he escapes the suffering. Points of power. The key of love. To use love as the ultimate power in your life, you must love like you have never loved before. Fall in love with your life. See only love. Hear only love. Speak only love. And feel love with all your heart. There is no limit, no ceiling, to the amount of love you can feel, and it is all inside you. You are made of love. Tell the law of attraction what you love every day by singling out the things you love and feeling them. To change the way you feel, or to lift good feelings higher, make a mental list of everything you love and adore. Your job is to love as much as possible every day. Make a conscious effort to notice as many things around you that you love as much as you can each day. The key to gratitude. Every time you feel grateful, you are giving love. Be grateful for everything you have received in your life, past. Be grateful for everything you are receiving in your life, present. Be grateful for what you want in your life, as though you have received it, future. Your gratitude will multiply everything in your life. Gratitude is the bridge from negative feelings to harnessing the force of love. To use the power of gratitude, practice it. When anything good happens to you in your day, give thanks. It doesn't matter how small it is. Say, thank you. The more you feel gratitude, the more love you give. And the more love you give, the more you receive. Every spare second is an opportunity to be grateful and multiply the things you love. The key of play. When you play, you feel really good, and really good circumstances come into your life. Seriousness brings serious circumstances. Life is supposed to be fun. The law of attraction doesn't know if you're imagining and playing. So whatever you give in imagination and play will become real. Whatever it is you want, use your imagination. Use every prop you can find. Create games and play. Act as if you have it now. Whatever you imagine with feeling, you are giving to the law of attraction, and you must receive it. If you experience a delay in receiving what you want, it's only because of the time it takes you to get onto the same feeling frequency as your desire. When you are excited about anything and you feel amazing, capture the energy and imagine your dreams. Poverty consists in feeling poor. Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. Love rules. There is one rule with money. You can never put money ahead of love. If you do, you violate love's law of attraction, and you will suffer the consequences. Love must be the ruling force in your life. Nothing can ever be put above love. Money is a tool for you to use, and you bring it to yourself through love. But if you put money ahead of love in your life, it will cause you to receive a whole bunch of negative things. You can't give love for money and then walk around being rude and negative to people, because if you do that, you open the door for negativity to walk into your relationships, health, happiness, and finances. Points of power. It's the attractive force of love that moves all the money in the world. And whoever is giving love by feeling good is a magnet for money. You can tell how you feel about money, because if you don't have all you need, then you don't feel good about money. Love is the attracting force that brings money, and love is also the power that makes money stick. When you pay your bills, find a way, any way, to make yourself feel good. Imagine your bills are checks you're receiving. Or use gratitude and give thanks to the company who sent you the bill. When some money comes into your hands, no matter how small it is, be grateful. Remember, gratitude is the great multiplier. Feel love when you pay for anything instead of feeling bad because you have less money. The difference between the two is the difference between having plenty of money and struggling with money for the rest of your life. Use physical money as your cue to remember to feel good about plenty of money. Imagine the front of each bill as the positive side, which represents plenty of money. Each time you handle money, deliberately flip the bill so the front is facing you. If you feel really good about success, no matter whose success it is, you stick success to you. Give an equal value to the money you receive through profits or your salary. If you give more value than the money you are receiving, your business and career will take off. Money is only a tool for you to experience the things you love in life. The attractive force of love has unlimited ways for you to receive what you want, and only one of those ways involves money. Imagine being with what you love, doing what you love, and having the things you love, because you will feel far more love than you will if you only think about money. The beauty of life is that when you put love first, all the money you need to live a full life comes to you. When you're on a feeling frequency of love, then only people who are on the same feeling frequency as you are can come into your life. Points of power. With every single person you come into contact, you are either giving love or you're not. And based on what you give, that is what you receive. Give love to others through kindness, encouragement, support, gratitude, or any good feeling, and it comes back to you, multiplied in every area of your life. Look for the things you love in a relationship more than you notice negative things, and it will appear as if something incredible has happened to the other person. Trying to change another person, thinking you know what is best for another person, thinking you are right and another person is wrong, is not giving love. Criticizing, blaming, complaining, nagging, or finding fault with another person is not giving love. You have to be happy to receive the happy version of other people. The force of love presents you with a whole array of personal emotional trainers, disguised as everyday people, but they are all training you to choose love. You can stick everything you love and want to you by looking for the things you love in other people and saying yes to those qualities with all of your heart. You can talk about or hear negativity and have good feelings. You can't talk about or hear negativity and have good feelings. Life is presenting every person and circumstance to you so you can choose what you love and what you don't love. When you react to anything, you are reacting with your feelings, and as you do, you are choosing it. You can't change a negative situation with bad feelings. If you keep reacting negatively, your bad feelings will magnify and multiply the negativity. If you're feeling fantastic, the force of your magnetic field creates a shield that no negativity can penetrate. Changing the way you feel is easy compared to running around trying to change the circumstances of the outside world. Change your feelings, and the outside circumstances will change. The more you give love and feel good, the more magnetic your field becomes, and the more it expands, drawing everything and everyone you love to you. You have a complete pharmacy operating inside you that can produce every healing chemical that a pharmaceutical company can produce. There is nothing in biology yet found that indicates the inevitability of death. This suggests to me that is not at all inevitable, and that it is only a matter of time before biologists discover what it is that is causing us the trouble. The power for happiness, for good, for everything we need of life is within each one of us. The power is there. Unlimited power. Points of power. What you continually give to your body with your beliefs or strong feelings you receive in your body. Every feeling you have saturates every cell and organ in your entire body. You are the ruler of a kingdom, and your cells are your most loyal subjects who serve you without question. So whatever you think and feel becomes the law of your kingdom, the law within your body. When you give negative thoughts and feelings of what you don't want, the force of health to your cells reduces. When you feel love for anything, for a sunny day, new house, friend, or promotion, your body receives the full force of health. Gratitude is the great multiplier, so say thank you for your health every single day. Say thank you with all your heart for what you do like about your body, and ignore the things you don't like. To see your health improve, give love to health more than 50% of the time. Just 51% is the tipping point from sickness to health. If you are facing illness, do your best not to own it with your thoughts and words. Instead, give love to health. Own health and make it yours. Give love for the perfect weight, perfect body, perfect health of an organ, and imagine having it, and be utterly grateful for everything you do have. If you believe that your body will deteriorate with age, you are giving out that belief, and the law of attraction must return those circumstances to you. Feel young, and stop feeling your age. Your body will change into whatever you want through your feelings of love and gratitude. Rushing is a negative feeling, and as surely as the sun shines, when you rush and feel the fear of being late, you bring every delay and obstacle into your path. It's the law of attraction working in your life. Points of power. Everything has a frequency. Everything. And whatever you're feeling is bringing everything into your life that's on a similar frequency to you. Life is responding to you. Life is communicating with you. Everything you see, every sign, color, person, object, everything you hear, every circumstance, and every event are on your frequency. When you are feeling happy, and you keep feeling happy, then only happy people, circumstances, and events can come into your life. There are no accidents or coincidences in life. Everything is synchronicity, because everything has a frequency. It's simply the physics of life and the universe in action. Think of something you love, and make it your symbol of the force of love. Whenever you see your symbol or hear it, you will know that the force of love is with you. Place the force of love ahead of you in everything you do. Imagine each thing in your day going well, and feel love inside yourself as much as you can before you do anything. Ask questions every day. When you ask a question, you are giving a question, and you must receive the answer. Harness the force of love to help you with anything in your life. The force of love will bring your personal assistant, money manager, personal health trainer, and relationship counselor. If your mind is consumed with too many details, the details will distract you and pull you down. Simplify your life, and don't give too much importance to the little things. What difference does it make? The force of love has no opposite. There is no other person in life but love. There is no other power in life but love. All the negative things you see in the world are always a lack of love. The greatest joy in life is giving, because unless you give, you will always be struggling to survive. Life will be full of one problem after another, and just when you think everything is going along fine, something else will happen to throw you back into a struggle, back into struggle and difficulty. The greatest joy in life is giving. And there is only one thing you can give. Your love. Your love, your joy, your positivity, your excitement, your gratitude, and your passion are all the true and everlasting things in life. All the riches in the world cannot even come close to the most priceless gift in all of creation. The love inside you. Points of power. You have always existed, and you will always exist, because you are a part of creation. You, every person you know, and every person who has ever lived, has no end. To find heaven on earth is to live your life at the same frequency as your being. Pure love and joy. The greatest joy in life is giving, because unless you give, you will always be struggling to survive. Your love, your joy, your positivity, your excitement, your gratitude, and your passion are the true and everlasting things in life. All the riches in the world cannot even come close to the most priceless gift in all of creation, the love inside you. Give your love because it is the magnet to all the riches of life. While you are here, every time you choose the positive, every time you choose to feel good, you are giving your love, and with it, you light up the world.